Hello, welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. My name is Arjan Gottby. I'm a senior program manager on the app model team within Windows. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the desktop bridge apps and how to provide a smooth user transition going from your previous desktop app to your newly packaged app. Let's jump right in. So I wanted to give you an overview of what the desktop bridge is. The desktop bridge provides a mechanism for you to bring your installer from your desktop app and convert it into a packaged app. So then you end up with an Apex package. What does that mean for you? When you have an Apex package, it means that you have a simplified and trusted deployment. That means you have a clean and simple install-uninstall. So you have one folder, and it just unzips into that folder. And when you uninstall, it just deletes that folder for you. It also means that you get updates delivered using differential packages. So if you have a 1 gigabyte package and you make a 1 kilobyte update, the user will get that 1 kilobyte instead of downloading the entire package. So the user gets going real quick. And thirdly, from a deployment perspective, you no longer need Elevation or UAC when you go download from the store. Speaking of the store, what it means when you have an Apex package is it means that you can submit it to the store, the Windows Store, and you can reach 400 plus million users as of today. The store also provides a way for you to monetize monetize using local payment methods. And lastly, there's Windows Store for Business if you have an enterprise app, which you can submit your app and distribute it through the Windows Store for Business to your enterprise privately. Now that you're a packaged app, you can also take advantage of UWP. What it means, you can use UWP to modernize your app, meaning you can add UWP capabilities such as live tiles, push notification, in-app purchases, and many more. And on top of that, you can add XAML UI over time to move away into a more modern UI. All right, so that's the desktop bridge. Let's talk about the problem at hand. So let's say the users have the app on their machine today, that's your app, and they have been using it for years. But then they go to the store and they download the package version of your app, and now they end up with two versions of the same app on their machine. Which app do I open as a user? When I double click on my file, which app does it use to open? Why do I have two apps? Those are some of the problems that could lead to confusion. So today, we're going to address that. How do you provide a great user experience when transitioning from your previous desktop app to your newly packaged app? Things to consider. So the first thing is that we're going to walk you through how to transition your taskbar pins and start tiles via the manifest. And then file type associations and protocol handlers, we're going to help you transition that through the manifest as well. Then we're going to talk about the experience of migration of previous user data upon first launch of your newly packaged app. And then last, we're going to walk you through the uninstallation of the previous version of your app upon first launch of your newly packaged app. Let's jump right in. So pins and tiles and how you transition them. What are pins and tiles? Pins are your favorite, typically 80% of the users. When they have a favorite app, they typically pin it to their taskbar. So that is right at the bottom here. This is your taskbar, and they pin their apps here. Other users tend to make a shortcut on their start tile, which is right here, and they access the app through there. So these are entry points to your app. And if your app has already made it to the taskbar pin of a user, you've already won. So let's make sure that when you have your packaged app, you make sure those entry points are transitioned as well. How do you do this? It's very simple. All you need to do is declare a new extension. And that new extension is called Desktop App Migration. And I'll show you in the XML code, in the Apex manifest, where it lives and how you should declare it. But here's a sample code on the slide right now. So let's go back one slide. This is the extension that I was talking about, the desktop app migration. So all you need to provide as part of this extension is the shortcut path to the LNK file of your previous desktop app. Now you may ask, how do I get this shortcut path? And that is very simple. The way you do it is I have installed this demo app, and it's in my start menu. I can just right-click on it under More. there's open file location. And that will take me right to the LNK file, which in this case is under program data, et cetera, et cetera. Now you should take advantage of these environment variables to make sure that the LNK file is found by Windows and transitioned for your app. All right, so that's pins and tiles. Let's quickly talk about file type associations and protocol handlers, and then I'll show you in the Apex manifest how they look like. In order for you to provide a smooth transition, user transition for file type association protocol handlers, what you need to do is to provide the prog ID of your app. That way, when the user double clicks on the file, the app that opens is the package version of the app, and the user doesn't have to go through the user choice menu and select the right app, because there's going to be two apps in there and the user is going to get confused. So we want to make that as seamless as possible for the user. And the way you do it is you declare an element called migration prog IDs. This lives under the file type association extension. And then as part of that, all you need to provide is your prog ID. If you're not familiar with what prog IDs are and how you can find yours, there's an MSDN page that you can use to figure out what your prog ID is. And all this material will be available after the session, and you can access that page afterwards. So let me show you the Apex manifest. So this is my Apex manifest. Just like any other UWP app, it's there. One thing to note is that all these new extensions that I just talked about, they live under restricted capability 3. So in your XML namespace, what you need to do is to declare this. So there's my namespace declaration. And also, you need to add it to your ignorable namespaces so it compiles. So that's rescap 3 right there. Now, walking through the Apex manifest real quick, is there's my application with the ID PhotoStore. And for demo purposes, I've named the application PhotoStore on the bridge so we can differentiate it between the previous desktop app and the newly packaged desktop app. So we want to make sure, for demo purposes, we can tell what the differences are here. Next, under extensions, I've declared a restricted capability 3 extension called desktop app migration, and I've provided the program data environment variable and a pointer to my previous desktop app's LNK file. And then, walking through the demo, for the file type association migration, what I've done is, under the file type association extension, I've declared rescap 3 migration prog IDs, and I've provided the prog ID for my app in this case. So that's all you need to do to transition the taskbar pins, the start tiles, as well as file type associations and protocol handlers. All right, let's carry on with our app here. And I'll run you through a demo towards the end. Okay, so next thing we want to do is to make sure that the user data is carried forward from our previous desktop app to our newly packaged desktop app. So user data is very app specific, and that's the reason why we chose not to provide an out-of-the-box solution for app developers, because you guys are the experts in knowing your app and knowing how the data should be migrated to the newly packaged app. But we have some pointers for you to make sure you take into account when you do the migration. Also, you should make sure that the user experience is very smooth, in a sense that the user knows what's happening at any moment and why they should take that action. All right, so that's user data migration, and I'll walk you through the code as to how we do that. And then last is uninstallation of previous desktop app. And that's very simple as well. Again, you need to provide a good user experience to know why the user is all of a sudden has to uninstall an app, and why it's recommended, and what's going to happen with their old data since your app has already migrated them. And then all you need to do as an app developer is to call the uninstall string of your previous desktop app to uninstall this whole thing. And then last, you need to take one more thing into consideration. Since the user can decline the uninstallation of the previous desktop app, you may end up having the previous desktop app as well as the newly packaged app on the machine coexisting still. If that leads to data corruption within your app, or if there's some specific reason that you can't have both apps on the machine, at the moment where uninstallation is declined by the user, you should take into account that scenario and block the user from launching the newly packaged app until they uninstall the previous desktop app. So make sure you take that into consideration as well. Let's jump into some code. All right. So I showed you the Apex manifest where we transitioned the pins, tiles, file type association, and the protocol handlers. Next, upon first launch of my app, I run this specific code. So is running as a UWP is a helper function that I'm using to determine whether I'm on the my app is on the bridge or it's not running as a packaged app. Now, how you can get this is there's a NuGet package available for you, and it's called desktopbridge.helpers, and you can get that publicly today. All right, so now that I know I'm running as a desktop bridge app and a packaged app, I want to first make sure that I do the data migration as we talked about before. So I look for the source directory, and in this case, my source data used to live in previous photo store folder under local app data. So if I take you there, under local app data, there's previous photo store, and I just have a bunch of photos in here. So my app checks if this directory exists. Great. So let's migrate. So we offer up a message to the user, would you like to migrate, which is very clear as to what's happening. And if there's user consent for the data migration, we move on with our actual migration. So in this case, what I'm doing is I'm moving data from an unpackaged location, in this case local app data, to a packaged location. So if I look for the current local folder under Windows Storage, this is a packaged location. When you install your app, your newly packaged app, it will create that location for you where when you try to write data, it goes into that package location. Now, here's one more pointer when you're doing the copy. So in this case, I'm running robocopy with the source directory and the destination directory with a move flag. Robocopy is a function that is available today and has been available to you if you didn't know about it and it's in box. It's basically robust copy. It's very similar to copy, except that it is faster and it does more than just copy. The reason why we want to do robocopy is if you use the copy function and you're running as a packaged app, when you try to access local data on your system, you will get redirected to the package location. And since the previous data lives in an unpackaged location, it is recommended that you use robocopy in this case, so you can break out of that redirection and just go directly to the local app data and copy the previous user data into the package location. And the move flag, what it does is not only it copies, it also deletes the previous data. So it is the best practice when you're doing user data migration. All right. So one more thing I wanted to point out is run process. Run process is a function that I wrote, and all it does basically, it takes an app name and arguments. What it does is that it creates process, it breaks out of the package, and it will take the app name and run it as an executable, and it will take in some arguments and passes it to that app. All it does is that it waits for the exit code and returns the exit code to make sure that it ran successfully. Very simple. All right, let's go back up to our code. So that was data migration. Now that the data migration is done, the next thing you want to do is uninstall the previous version, as we talked about. In order for you to do this, you want to make sure you look up the uninstall string for your previous app in the registry. How you do that is that you call microsoft.win32.registry.getValue, and typically uninstall strings live under this node, which is HKLM software WOW6432 node, Microsoft Windows current version uninstall. In my case, I know my GUID of the app that I installed, so that's this GUID right here, and then I look for uninstall string key. If the key is not null, that means my app is still installed, the previous app is still installed. Next, you want to offer up the uninstallation to the user and just tell them that, hey, this is what's about to happen, why you should uninstall, and what happened to your data, it's all safe, good to go. If the user goes ahead with this, then all you need to do is to call run process, the helper function that we just talked about, and just pass your executable and if there were any arguments. In my case, there were arguments, and I split them with using the the space character. And then I just wait until my uninstallation is done. This is basically, this kicks up the uninstallation experience of your previous app and then waits for the user to finish uninstalling. If the uninstallation was successful, great. If it was unsuccessful, this is the moment that you need to choose whether you should continue running your packaged app if it's allowed for them to coexist on the same machine, meaning that you have your previous desktop app and the user chose not to uninstall it. All right, let's do some demos here. So I'm going to run my previous desktop app. So it says desktop photo store. Great. I'm going to pin it to the taskbar. And in addition to that, I'm going to pin this to the start tile as well. So now we have both. Great. And if I hover over it, it says photo store. Perfect. Next, I'm going to, since I have already gone ahead and packaged my app, I'm going to go ahead and run the photo store migration. So I'm installing the app. Imagine this is from the store. If you notice, there was a little flash at the bottom. What happened here is it transitioned my taskbar pin to the one that is in the store. And also, my start tile now says photo store on the bridge. And I have the photo store on the bridge in my menu along my the previous photo store app. All right, let's run the app and see the first launch experience. All right, so it found some data in my previous location, and I'll click yes. And at this point, if you saw that flash, it means it copied all the files over. Let's just double check that for demo purposes. So I used to have a previous photo store folder here, but it's no longer there. The new one is under packages, under your package family name. In this case, mine is photo store, and then under local state. And there's the new photo store, and there are all my apps in here. This is all new as when the migration happened. After that, as a user, I need to uninstall my previous version. So there's a dialog here that explains everything to me. If I click yes, it'll kick up the uninstallation of the previous desktop app. And as a user, I choose to remove it. And now my uninstallation is complete. So if you go back to the start menu, my previous photo store app is no longer there. My new photo store app is on top. The tile has transitioned, and the taskbar pin has transitioned. So that's a successful transition right there. All right, just a quick recap of what we just did. Through the Apex manifest, you can transition your taskbar pin and start tiles using the desktop app migration extension under restricted capability 3. After that, you can extend the existing file type association extension to migrate your file type association and protocol handler using your prog ID in the Apex manifest. Then we talked about the migration of user data and how you should break out of the package using RoboCopy, copy the old data from an unpackaged location into your package location. And then last, we talked about the uninstallation of the previous app, which all you need to do is find your uninstall string in the registry. If it exists, you just call that and let the user walk through the uninstallation experience. Next, I ask you to go to the blog post that we have with all the code samples that I just showed you and all the links that we discussed with regards to prog ID and everything else, and build this user experience. At this moment, our session comes to an end, and I want to thank you for joining us. And let's make some great user experiences around the Desktop Bridge apps. Thank you.